Welcome to Creating Flow, the podcast where I, Joni Francisco, hope to empower women helpers and healers to unblock their energy and unlock their power. We're tackling that tough reality that many in the healing professions often sacrifice their well-being in the pursuit of helping others. Not only do I think this is just plain wrong, it ends up draining their vitality and diminishing their ability to serve. I've experienced this firsthand and have emerged with the insights and strategies to break this cycle. That's why each week we explore practical methods not only to replenish your energy, but also to cultivate abundance in your life. You'll gain actionable steps to fill your cup first, ensuring you can overflow with energy and serve others without burning out. How long have you been ignoring that pain in your foot? What about that feeling that there's something just not right with your digestion? You've noticed over and over you eat certain things and stuff's not coming out the right way, right? Maybe you're feeling tired more often than not, and you're noticing that caffeine's not cutting it, right? You've had more and more in the morning and more in the afternoon, and you're still tired and it's not getting better. And how do you feel next? Many of you, and I've been there too, so I know this feeling, will think there's something wrong with you, right? And especially helpers and healers, I really find this to be true. We think we can heal our own stuff. And to some extent, we can. But we also ignore our stuff a lot because we often see the worst stuff, right? We see the stuff that feels way more important than our own stuff. And also, there's been, you know, a certain amount of the word nobility is coming to me. So take that if it resonates. And this idea that the more we sacrifice, the better we are, right? And not only is this false, it's unsustainable, right? So we're going to dive into this today. And with that other question of what if your body is just sending you messages that something needs to change? Before we dive in there, I just want to let you know, if you like what you hear today, then I would highly suggest you joining the Abundance of Flow community on School. Not only are there free, awesome AF trainings in there, we're building a community of other helpers ready to have more abundance and flow in their lives. And let's journey together towards freedom in life, health, and business. The link to join is in the show notes, and I hope to see you there. So coming back to that question, what if your body is just the messenger? Your body's just trying to tell you that something needs to change. And can you hold that with that lens of curiosity that I talk about, that lens of the observer, and listen to it without judgment, without the should-haves, without the quick fixes, right? That's what we all try to do first. Sometimes it is, right? But the longer that we let it go on, sometimes the more detailed the intervention is, because there's one thing that the body does well. And if you don't listen the first time, it's going to make it stronger and stronger and stronger until you do listen. So the more you ignore it, the worse or the more intense it will be, correct? Yeah. So what needs to change, right? There's all kinds of things that the body holds information for and is trying to send the messages for. Sometimes it's our diet. Sometimes we need to look at the foods we're eating and how our body's feeling. I think, especially when people are younger, we have a little more wider breadth of recovery from the foods we're ingesting or the alcohol or the other substances, and it doesn't affect us as much. So we think, right? But all of that adds up. But the other piece is, even if you dial in your nutrition, sometimes it's just something that doesn't sit right with you. And if you can start to listen to what your body's saying about, you know, say pineapple, say you have an intolerance to pineapple and every time you eat it, you get scratchy skin. Paying attention to that and figuring that out and then avoiding pineapple might be your answer, right? Or then we can take that same scratchy skin example and we can look at, you know, our emotions. And a lot of times that festering of skin is frustration, you know, inflammation in our body, and looking to where we're frustrated in our life, where we're holding agitation and it's showing up as itchy skin. We also might, if we go back to the nutrition, you know, not be getting what we need for healing. So maybe we're low on omega-3s. Those are healthy fats, right? That comes from healthy fats like fish and grass-fed, pasture-raised animals and eggs, milk. But another thing I've found as we have admonished omega-6, right, is that sometimes we're lacking good quality omega-6 as well. And while we need that to clear up the inflammation in our body, we need to have both of those. So again, it's just a message, and it can range from being a spiritual insult, a mental issue, and actual foundations that we need to give our body what it needs in this human form, right? Some other really common things that I find with clients, and you know, there's lots of resources out there now on this stuff, and you can find what you need. You can reach out. I can give you more information after, if you're listening to this podcast, on some books and resources to explore this. I love Louise Hay. She has a book called Heal Your Body. And it's just a really good outlook on what we could be holding on to for symptoms that happen in our body. You may have heard me say this before, that I definitely think that anything happening in our external world, so symptoms in our body or external issues like procrastination, not getting the things we want or need, all of those are signs of something in our internal world needs to be cleaned up. And those are past experiences, trauma, emotions that are stuck in our body. And a lot of times we're repeating that process, right? And if we ignore it, I have the saying that what we resist persists. And that's part of the, you know, the laws of the universe. And it gets louder and knocks even harder, right? Until we actually listen. So if you are having chronic issues, there's even belief that chronic injuries, so say you break your toe and then a couple months later you twist your ankle, and then a couple months later you're having foot pain and you're not understanding it, right? And you're thinking, well, what am I doing wrong? Or what's wrong with my body? When actually you're trying to really go for some kind of growth, say in your business, right? And when we have pain in our feet and our ankles, it's really this fear of moving forward into something new or something bigger. And so if we allow ourselves first just to recognize it, sometimes that just allows the pain to dissipate on its own, right? Just calling it by what it is. Other times we need to investigate a little further. And you can do this on your own, especially if you have practice of getting quiet and getting into your body. And that's also, just as I bring that up, that's another great tip about not listening to our body, is often we're not present in it, right? We're moving from one thing to the other. We don't have time to spend with our body. We don't give it the credit for carrying our soul through this journey. And let's get back to how we access that information, right? So one way, and again, across all of my tools, you almost always hear me say, get quiet, right? Connect to your breath, connect to source, however that is, whatever words you use, that might just be that loving, unconditional feeling, source, God, universal energy, wherever you're most connected, and connecting to yourself and going into where you're feeling something, right? So if we take the ankle pain for an example, once we're able to get quiet, almost in that meditative space, and we can feel safety and security and belonging and all those basic needs that we need, then we can jump into that ankle and we can be like, oh, what are you trying to tell me today, right? And you will learn to listen to it, and it will give you the messages that you need if you listen. And then there will be the invitation to take either inspired action or a different action that actually will move you forward through it and help that energy move through your body. Other times you can also move that energy through your body. If you know it's fear, you can acknowledge it, give it validation, and then move forward with how you do want to feel. A lot of time, fear is the thing that's behind many of the things that show up in our body, and fear of lots of different things, right? But one thing in the ankle, and when you're going for more, I often try to remind people that fear and excitement often feel the same, right? And we just have to drop into how are we really feeling? And we're just so used to that nervous system programming of fear that we automatically assume that that's what it is. And if we can get in touch with that feeling and realize, oh, these butterflies, ooh, my heart's racing a little bit. Ooh, I'm getting a little bit sweaty. It's because I'm super excited for what's to come next, right? I'm actually not even afraid of it. However, your nervous system has this imprint or this programming that when you feel that way, it's fear. And then next, your subconscious says, stop, don't go there. That's not safe. Change isn't safe, or doing something new isn't safe, which, you know, it's not true, but it keeps you safe and keeps you in the same that it knows, right? When we think about holding on to trauma in our body, a lot of times, again, I always invite you to be super curious and put on your bubble, because the stuff sometimes takes easing into, right? And you might not resonate with all of it. But there's this idea that what is actually causing the problem in our body, the message is that the energy needs to move. And when we have a trauma or a highly reactive experience for which we shut down, we went into freeze because that was the only thing safe, or we didn't have the tools we needed to process the energy and move it, or we put a meaning on that experience that wasn't necessarily true because that was just the awareness we had at the time, that it's not actually the trauma that is stuck, right? It's the energy that we couldn't release during the trauma. So the experience is gone, but the trauma, the energy got stuck because it didn't have a way to move through us. And I've heard this described by Peter Levine, and an example he used. Sometimes specifics and the exact numbers and things don't stick in my head, right? Because it's the meaning or the big picture that's important. Other times I'm stuck on the specifics because that's what is important. But in this case, it's one of those times where some of the specifics might not be exactly right, but you'll get the gist of it, right? Because from the story, there were small children were abducted off of their bus or hijacked by the bus, and they were taken to a remote place that was underground, and they were there for a while, and they were huddled into a place, and roof started to fall in, or the walls kind of started to fall in. And many of the people, the children, just shut down, right? It was just above what they could deal with, what they could process with, the tools that they had. And they went into that place of freeze, which is a safe place for us sometimes when we're in a high intensity situation or trauma. And again, it's just to keep us safe, because sometimes that's the safest place, right? Anyway, so one of the boys started to dig, and they started to notice that they could dig a tunnel, right? And so he did get other people to help him move through it. But also, again, even in the freeze state, people can be convinced to do things and they're not really aware of why they're doing it or how they're doing it. And eventually they were able to come to safety. And they were studied for years by psychologists, and immediately after by psychologists, and later in life, a different psychologist came in and was looking, you know, with a new set of eyes. And really the person that fared the best was the person that had the idea to dig, right? And he was able to put in his nervous system that he was able to do something to save himself, save others, but more importantly, with that energy, right, of what they were experiencing, and move it as he was moving through and digging the tunnel. And many of the other people that were in that freeze had traumatic responses that lasted many years. Again, a case, you know, it's a one case and a one person, but there's many examples of this in real life, right? And it just gives why I bring it forth today is just that idea that if we listen right? If we listen to our body, then we might just hear the reason that it's not responding. And we might listen to why we're having pain in our knee for no reason. And we might listen to what we're holding on to in our neck, right? Stiff neck. Does that remind you of anything? Many times people have a stiff neck is they're, you know, not able to see things from the perspective of other people. They're stuck in their way. They're stuck in their story. They're stuck in the way they think is right. Unable to bend, right? Oftentimes people with headaches have a huge amount of pressure on themselves from themselves. It's mostly pressure that they're incurring in their own from this, a lot of times it's illusion of control, but it's stuck energy, right? It's a reminder. It's an invitation that in that specific instance about headaches, it's a reminder, like what else could be true here? And it could be true that we have no control, right? Control is really an illusion that we adopt as a coping mechanism to feel safe. And if we can move that energy out of our body, then our headaches might stop. If we can see things a different way, our neck stiffness and stress might go away. And so we've talked about how we can get in there ourselves, right? We get quiet, we listen, we ask the questions. I find this is sometimes a little challenging if you haven't done this kind of work before. And that's, you know, where I as a healer can come in. I as a practitioner using Reiki, using myofascial release, it's a really amazing way into the body and the things that we're holding on to. So as Reiki, it gives me lots of clarity as to what experiences, emotions, things that the person is holding on to and that are exhibiting as symptoms on their body. Other people do it differently. You know, I have experienced EMDR for myself as a client, and that was a really amazing way to move energy for me. Also just to put things in perspective in a safety place to allow things to move. Many of you have heard my story of Hashimoto's and adrenal fatigue. And if not, you can go back to the very first episode and my story is there. I really believe I did a lot of all the right things for a long time. I saw functional medicine doctors. I ate very clean, so much so that I was made fun of by my adult friends, right? But at the time, you know, it probably saved my life. But also when I came into the awareness of how energy works and how energy is stuck in our body and how also limiting beliefs. So things that, you know, limiting beliefs are interesting because a lot of times they're conflicting with our truth. And they are things that we have been taught growing up or that we have perceived growing up, like maybe not even taught, but we just put the meaning there and developed a belief around it. And we've been looking at life with that lens. So back to, yeah, when I learned about how energy works and how it gets stuck in our bodies and how that creates disease, I was able to make even more of a shift, right? I was still at a place where I was spending lots of days in a row in bed. You know, I would not drink enough water for a couple of days and it would give me flu-like symptoms for a week. But there was a lot of stuff that I needed to heal through personally, emotionally, and learning that I could create more my own energy, but also just learning about the ways to move energy again through your body really came in with myofascial release and Reiki and learning how the body holds on to information, but also has messages for us, was game changer for me. And it's been game changer for many clients that have had chronic pain, chronic health issues, and they've been able to look deeper than what seemingly would be obvious, right? They've done all the things, they've seen the providers, and they're still not better. And that's an invitation to look deeper, right? We look at the emotions, we look at soul contracts, we look at generational information that's stored in our body. And we look at those experiences that we've given meaning to or didn't give meaning to about ourselves. We look at those places that are trying to show us that we're enough, trying to show us that we're loved, trying to show us that we have forgotten that we're just part of the divine, and inviting those back in and letting that energy move and heal and transmute. And the true invitation here, I think I've talked a lot about the energy, right? And it's super important. And the invitation is really just to take the time to listen, right? Take the time to connect to your body. Take the time to listen to the message. And at that point, if you don't understand it, then, you know, you can seek help, get support. You can also check in with that, like, who could help me? And those answers are available to us if we give ourselves permission and the space and the love and the safety that we need to access it. And so the next time you're feeling something, you know, not right in your body, the invitation is to really listen to it as a message and not as something wrong with you. And that invitation just pulls us forward for healing and growth. So again, I'm always just so grateful for listening and making it through the end of this podcast, and sending you much love until the next episode. So amazing. You've reached the end of another episode of Creating Flow. And I want you to know I appreciate your presence, and to remind you, knowledge is powerful, but taking action is transformative. I invite you to take the next step to activate your full potential today by scheduling a complimentary 15-minute session with me. A no-obligation chat to identify the messages your body is sending you and how I can not only help you understand these messages, but teach you how to heal your body in order to have an abundance of health and energy in your life and business. Visit the link in the show notes to book a call, and I'll see you next week.